are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. 5 minutes past the hour, coming into the weekend. Always nice, always nice. We've got a bunch of listeners listening live right now. Thank you all for tuning in. Big thanks to Talk Superstation out there for tuning in. And DJ Diamond Joe, who is, I think, one of the most phenomenal people in radio. And you know, he really knows his stuff. Big shout out there. Big shout out to XM Radio and everybody out there, all my affiliates that are tuning in. Thank you so much. You know, this is kind of interesting, all right? You know, while we're trying to scratch our heads, trying to figure out how to lose weight, some of these diabetic women think they already kind of have the heads up on that, but it's a little dangerous what they're doing. It's called the rise of the diabulimics. Now, this is something we doctors have been watching very closely with people. And as people give themselves insulin, okay, diabetics, the reason why they give themselves insulin, whether they're type 1 or type 2, is because, remember, insulin is the key to getting sugar from the bloodstream into the cells. Right? A diabetic, like a type 1 diabetic or even a type 2 diabetic, before they're diagnosed with diabetes, they start losing a lot of weight. They lose a lot of weight because they can't feed themselves. When they eat sugar, it stays in the bloodstream. It doesn't get into the cells, kind of like a hallway and then going into the rooms of an office. We've used that analogy. And so you need insulin to kind of help open the door. And in type 1 diabetics, many of them, their pancreas does not shoot out nearly the amount of insulin that's needed. Unfortunately, these type 1 diabetics could die, so we put them on insulin. Our type 2 diabetics, if we can't control them with pills, give them insulin. But one thing people complain about as soon as they get insulin is they gain weight. Is it the insulin itself that gains the weight, or the fact that now that the food and the glucose is getting into the cells where it needs to go? Well, for those people that want to lose weight, many of them then come to the conclusion and deduce that if they skip their insulin, then maybe they won't gain weight. And if being diabetic and running around with sugars in the 200-300s cause you to start losing weight, they could lose weight. And there, I guess there's this new group of people called diabulimics. Now, why bulimic? Well, because you're trying to manipulate the way food is getting into your system. You know, whether you're vomiting it up and purging, or whether you're taking diuretics could be a way. That's with fluids, but you know, whether you're taking like laxatives, etc. That all kind of falls under bulimia. They say experts are warning that young women between 15 and 30 years old are forgoing the vital insulin jabs to lose weight. Someone with type 1 diabetes, if they don't take their insulin, the level of the blood sugar increases. Now, we talked about why that's dangerous. I understand. Those of you that are put on insulin, whether it be type 1 or type 2, I understand you gained weight. And many of you ask me, they go, well, Dahlia, if I lose the weight, I won't be diabetic anymore. Okay, you got a point there. If you lose the weight, depending on the type of diabetes you have, yes, you won't be diabetic. You do make a point, but those are only for the diabetics where weight is a main factor. Yes, a lot of people that are overweight can develop diabetes, and how they do that is because they have insulin resistance. You are a type 2 diabetic, you got plenty of you had plenty of insulin when you were younger. Maybe now the insulin is starting to wane off, but you may have normal amounts of insulin, but you got something pushing against the door so that insulin key can't work, getting the sugar from the bloodstream into the cell. And that insulin resistance starts to rise. So if you lose your insulin resistance by losing weight, your insulin could work. But not taking your insulin if you are a badly insulin-needing diabetic. No, that's just going to cause you to lose weight, your sugars to rise, and that's going to do nothing for your diabetes. Your diabetes will actually worsen. So you see, it's a very, very complicated disease based on what is wrong with you. And And so, yes, losing weight helps most diabetics. But the type 1 insulin diabetics, or the people whose diabetes is type 2 where something did happen to their pancreas, that would not be my choice for you to lose weight. So pretty scary stuff. Now, we talked about why does blood sugar have so many problems? Why? Well, because, or cause so many sequelae. Well, because, remember, when your body in nature, just like anything in nature, always wants to go from neutral. We've talked about this many times. So if you have something salty, right, or if there's something salty, water, fluid is going to be brought in to neutralize. Same thing with sugary, which is why many diabetics say they're thirsty all the time. They say they're thirsty all the time, and then we need to run blood tests. Meanwhile, they're drinking sodas and lemonade to quench their thirst and giving themselves more sugar, which is why we always tell diabetics to drink water. We think it's a good time, you know, much better to drink water. But things want to be neutral. So you have these little bitty blood vessels in your eyes. You have these little bitty blood vessels, you know, surrounding your kidneys, surrounding your nerves. How much fluid could they take in? If you have a blood sugar of 300, let's say, right? It should try to neutralize that and bring it down. It would have to bring in a heck of a lot of fluid. And what happens? A lot of these vessels, they pop, they break. Not to mention they aren't the healthiest because the blood is full of sugar. So having high blood sugar is extremely dangerous. So for those of you contemplating losing weight and thinking that upping your insulin could do that, I say no. Same thing with those of you playing around with thyroid medication. Well, I'm going to take my husband's thyroid medication or my wife's thyroid medication because they lost weight when they went on it. True. Thyroid increases metabolism. But you start taking medication you don't need, you're going to shut off your own body's thyroid system. Remember, the more thyroid you take that your body doesn't need, your brain immediately decreases its TSH, your thyroid stimulating hormone, to tell the thyroid to stop producing more thyroid hormone. So you could, in essence, cause the opposite effect by you taking these medications when you don't need them. So, you know, just if you want to lose weight, talk to your doctor. There's a variety of different things you could do. But these tricks that people are doing, I mean, I understand. I mean, I'm a woman. I'd like to lose more weight, especially since I see myself on TV and I'm like, really? Really? I mean, I used to, man, in my 20s, why couldn't I be on TV in my 20s? Why am I finally on TV in my 40s? But anyway, you know, talk to your doctor. Don't start taking matters into your own hands. All right, guys, we've got a lot more to talk about. Please don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LaCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LaCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LaCig.com. And LaCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LaCig.com, spelled LECIG.com. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Feeling like there are too many pressures and demands on you? Losing sleep, worrying about tests and schoolwork, eating on the run because your schedule is just too busy? You may be under too much stress, and it may be affecting your mind. Get your mental edge back with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Nootropic Mind Power is not a drug, but a natural supplement. Its 12 powerful ingredients are natural and non-GMO, plus it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power cognitive supplement from MindRegard.com. MindRegard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday. Today.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Now, there's been some news this week on our identity, especially if we donate DNA. Now, they say genetic information that is supposed to be stored anonymously in databases don't always stay that way, according to Fox News, raising concern about how much privacy participants in research projects actually get. Now, they say here that there's a growing use of genetic sequencing and looking at genetic data and figuring out from an individual what could be going on with the relatives, etc. But in a paper published Thursday in the journal Science, researchers were able to determine the identities of nearly 50 people who had submitted genetic information as part of scientific studies. The people were told that no identifying information would be included in the studies, but were warned of the remote possibility that at some time in the future, their identities might become known. Now, to me, that's a big duh. I mean, if you give your genetic material, there's your genetic fingerprint. I never thought that you would have a complete, complete anonymity. Check your radios, people. Check your radios. So anyway, they say we have been pretending that by removing enough information from the database, we can make people anonymous. We have been promising privacy, and the paper demonstrates that for a certain percent of population, those promises are empty. This is according to John Wilbanks, Chief Commons Officer at Sage BioNetworks, a nonprofit organization that promotes data sharing. Now, the public and scientific community are, of course, concerned about DNA privacy, because if you think you're going to, you know, have your identity blown, you're not going to want to help with these research projects. You know, plus, you know, this genetic information we're using to look at susceptibility to certain diseases and cancer, et cetera. And we also don't want to discriminate against people. We want to be double blind a lot of times with these studies, where the person going in doesn't know what they're taking and what they're doing, so there can't be bias, and the person testing you can't have bias. So if there's a way for people to figure this out, then we lose a lot of the bias. We lose a lot of the objectivity, and then it can make these studies null and void. So this is kind of, this is significant, even though a lot of the media outlets don't really know what to do with this story. In a new study, researchers led by the Whitehead Institution for Biomedical Research in Cambridge, Massachusetts, used genetic information of people whose genomes had been anonymously published as part of the 1,000 Genomes Project. This was an international collaboration to make like this public catalog of data from at least 1,000 people of different ethnic and population groups. Then they used a computer algorithm, and the researchers focused on identifying unique genetic markers on the Y chromosome of men in the project. Men have a Y chromosome with their X, women just have two X's. They searched publicly accessible genealogy databases that contained both Y chromosome information plus the men's last names. Now, these genealogy sites sometimes will include Y chromosome data because it was passed from the father to the son, could be traced back generations. They say some genealogy sites also group such genetic information with last names. When they got a match to a last name, the researchers ran numerous internet searches to collect data on the individual's family tree, obituaries, deceased family members, etc. They looked at demographic data, etc. With the family tree data, they were able to identify nearly 50 men or women to a T who participated in the genetic studies. They said with one male, they could find even distant relatives. Now, even though for some people, they're like, okay, well, that's cool, you know, so it looks like the stuff works, you know, not cool if people don't want their, you know, they want their privacy. I mean, you know, every now and then, I'll hear of a lab that loses somebody's urine or loses a tube of blood. It's rare, but it happens. And, you know, we have to notify the patient that the lab test wasn't done, the lab lost the blood work, the lost a tube of blood, they need to redo it. You know, and usually the patient's like, oh, that's fine, here's another tube of blood. I get nervous. I'm thinking, well, then where is that blood? And is somebody going to take it somewhere and sprinkle it, you know, at a murder site? I mean, this is your DNA. This is your blood. You know, it just kind of makes you, to me, it just gives me the heebie-jeebies, you know? I mean, we like our privacy. We don't want to think that somebody with some intricate malicious plan can use our personal private stuff, you know, to their gain. And the reason why this is also significant is we are going to be moving towards universal electronic records, electronic medical records. The government wants it. It saves on the trees. It helps doctors communicate with each other. But what about the privacy? This is some pretty scary stuff. What about the privacy? How do we protect our patients' records, our records? To me, nothing's private. Anytime I've gone to a doctor or anything, I mean, it's somewhere. It's either on paper or it's in a computer somewhere. You know, and now that we have the internet, and, you know, many of us are very excited about the internet age. I mean, it just launched, you know, from what we've seen in the last 20 years, we've had much more of a revolution than we've seen ever because of the mass speed at which we've progressed because of computers. However, no privacy. No privacy whatsoever. Speaking of privacy, apparently there's a lot of people that post things to purchase on eBay. You know, they're trying to sell things on eBay. And when they take the picture, they may be in the nude or half nude. Have you guys heard about this? I don't have the article in front of me, but I guess if there's a mirror or if you're photographing something that could reflect. Apparently, there's a slew of pictures of people that have been posted on eBay selling something, and you see them half naked or naked while taking the picture. Now, I grew up in a household where you never walk around naked, so that'll never happen to me. I mean, I jump out of the shower, I get dressed, and I start getting dressed before I shut off the water in the shower. All right, but I think there's a lot of people out there, which is kind of news to me, that just kind of walk around and do things naked all the time. They just always walk around naked. Now, I love walking around barefoot, so I do get that. I have to be barefoot. When I come home, I cannot stand being in shoes or socks. When I go outside, I like being barefoot. So I think I get that. I'm more comfortable barefoot, but I still want my clothes on. I'm still going to wear panties or a bra or a shirt or something. Lord have mercy. I don't want to scare the cats, for crying out loud. But and the dogs. Oh, the dogs will just cover their eyes and go, so, no, I wear clothes. But so, I mean, I guess I get it. But just keep in mind, if you're posting a picture online and you took it naked, I'm sure people can see things. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, speaking of going outdoors, you may want to go outdoors dressed, because they're finding that these deer ticks carry yet another infection. And this infection that deer ticks can carry can actually lead to dementia. They say people who go outdoors in several regions of the United States who are around, you know, ticks, many of these deer ticks have Lyme disease. Now, or they carry the Lyme disease bacteria. Now, they believe that this germ infects a few thousand Americans a year. Now, Lyme disease can cause flu-like symptoms. It could cause rashes. It could cause body aches. But you know, they have been, over the last couple years, flirting with the idea of Lyme disease causing mental cognition issues. There was a child who was bit by a tick. No. The mother was bit by a tick when she was pregnant. The child was born with autism. They treated the child for Lyme disease, and the child showed massive improvement. Now, again, we haven't heard much from this, but now there's a newly reported case with a woman with existing medical problems being bit by a tick that had Lyme disease. She started to have brain swelling and then dementia. Now, how much of a threat is Lyme disease? It's important enough for us to check. The bacteria in question is Borrelia miyamotoi. It's found in deer ticks, better known as black-leg ticks, a part of the country where Lyme disease is present. In 2011, Russian researchers reported that people that were infected by the bacteria, reported people were infected by this bacterium. New reports have found it now in the United States as well. Now, they've known about this type of bacteria, and it does cause form of Lyme disease. There's a variety of Borrelia that do it, but for this particular case, they see this in northeastern states, Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Northern California. The germ is spread by ticks that bite the skin and remain there for a day or so. So, you know, keep in mind, if you do get bit by something, again, bring it up to the doctor. You know, many of us, we just take things for granted. Oh my gosh, what was that? I was watching The Ultimate Guide to Presidents. One of the president's children died because he had a blister. He didn't get it checked, and the child later got septicemia from that blister. One of the president's children was playing tennis while he was in office. It wasn't Woodrow Wilson. It was, I'm trying to think which one, where they lost a child. Abraham Lincoln also lost a child as well during the presidency, some of them. But it was somebody in the 20th century who lost a child, had a little blister. For some reason, it just spread. Kid became septicemic and died. You know, so as a doctor, I don't blow off little wounds. I mean, look how many times we cut ourselves, and we don't even really wash it out that good. We get lazy because nothing's happened to us in a while. But all it takes is the wrong wound at the wrong time. And a tick bite could be pretty serious. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive from natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy? Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you." Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So while we were talking about the internet and privacy, I guess Yelp is now adding restaurant health inspection scores to a website. Yelp, the business review site, will add health scores to information it provides about restaurants. Part of a push to be more useful to consumers and local governments, they say, while promoting public well-being. Through a partnership with San Francisco Mayor Ed Lee, Yelp created a system that lets cities upload inspection data to its website and plans to tag health grades to reviews in the Bay City area and New York in coming weeks, the company said in a statement. Lee will present the proposal today at the U.S. Conference of Mayors meeting in Washington, working to embolden other cities to release health details on the site. They say the added data would give consumers more information about the restaurants they frequent while stepping up pressure on establishments that receive low marks. In Los Angeles County, a requirement that restaurants display health grades at their entrances led to a 13% decline in hospitalizations for foodborne illnesses, according to Yelp in a 2005 study. They think an open data standard will have a good impact on society. The Yelp already displays consumer reviews of local businesses from pizza shops, etc. They say the change will mean more visibility of inspection data in San Francisco, where restaurants are required to post or make such reports available, but they don't publicly display their scores. Now, okay, at the outset, it looks awesome. I mean, you know, it blows my mind what happens in some of these restaurants. And so the idea that people will know your health inspection score would probably absolutely promote cleanliness. All right, but of course, anytime government gets involved, I get the heebie-jeebies. I do. I get the heebie-jeebies. You know, in the olden days, a restaurant would fear closure if they didn't pass an inspection. And so if you didn't pass an inspection to the T that you needed to, you'd be closed down. Now, I understand they have these grades of inspections, and you get a grade. And you would think, okay, maybe we should go back to the old way. Because when you give somebody a grade saying, well, we saw saliva here, and the toilets were dirty, and this, well, what does it mean? Did they fix it? When do you go back to the restaurant? And so, I, you know, either you close them down, or you find what they're at fault with, you give them 30 days to fix it, and then you re-inspect them. If they pass with flying colors, then you give them the passing with flying colors score. To me, it never made sense when I would see these B-plus ratings, C-minus ratings, because to me, it would just black mark the restaurant forever. I mean, somebody's like, oh, no, they had X, Y, and Z happen, so I'm never going back. But if the person corrected it 1 week later, how do you get that out? The problem we have with our internet is we don't get the positivity as much as we get the negativity. We talked about this with doctor's offices. Doctor's offices are ripped to pieces on the internet. But how many people, unless the doctor tells them or the doctor, I mean, some doctors now have computers set up, and then they ask patients, will you please stop and fill out the survey online? But most people don't stop and go, oh, I love the doctor, everything was great, that's wonderful. You know, they're busy. They leave the doctor's office, they go to work. I mean, even with my patients say, Dahlia, thank you for getting me in and out. I got to go pick up the kids. I got to then take them to swimming. Fine, no problem. I got you in and out. Okay, are they going to have time to go and stop and write online that I'm wonderful? Well, no, and I don't need them to. That's great. But somebody gets mad that you took them to collections for not paying a bill for 6 months, or they get ticked off that you wouldn't refill their Lortab, and they get mad, they think of any way possible to do harm. And they will go online and rip you to pieces, which is why doctors are always frustrated by this. You know, patients will rip you to pieces, but you don't really get patients going, oh, you know, the happy stuff doesn't come online. So now you have businesses, and again, remember, we're still in a recession. Okay, businesses that might have had some faults that, and I'm not talking about the real severe, severe criticism that the health inspector has, you know, and the severe demerits, but, you know, they may have some issues where, okay, they were out of toilet paper one day, and there was a cigarette butt on the ground when it was supposed to be a non-smoking restaurant. Now, I mean, these things are important, but why? Did somebody, you know, put out their cigarette and then, you know, drop it, but it dropped in his pocket and then it emptied out? I mean, what? Somebody tracks in gum gets tracked in, health inspector sees it. I mean, there's a lot of things that could be going on. That doesn't mean you're going to get a foodborne illness, but they get a grade, and then now that grade brands them for X amount of time that these websites are up. And then, is that constitutional? I mean, are companies, if that hurts business and they've corrected everything, how do you go back and put the positive rating? Now, somebody could say, well, then they need to make sure they're at tip-top shape to get the good rating to begin with. I agree. I think restaurants should, doctor's offices, we should never be violating OSHA. We should be at 100% all the time. Absolutely 100% all the time. I agree. But what if I mean, what if, let's say, somebody had a bad day, manager was out of town, and the staff, let's say, was a little careless. And again, nothing that would cause foodborne illness. Okay, but enough for them to get not the highest grade. Somebody decides that they would like to make some money, and they go to their doctor saying, I had diarrhea for 2-3 days. Diarrhea, you know, the doctor diagnoses them with gastroenteritis, whatever, it's documented. Can they now sue the place? Can they take any random restaurant that's up on the site and go after them? Now, of course, the restaurant would then have to get an attorney and say, you know, look, we'll prove you ate here. You know, prove you were here. Okay, well, then somebody could say, well, fine, I'll be smart. I'll go to the restaurant, even if I'm fine, I'll go to the doctor and say I got sick. Now I want a settlement. So, you know, it's kind of hard to say. I mean, we already have this out there. We already have the internet, and we already have, you know, places where people can air their complaints about business. You know, they didn't like the waitress, they didn't like the food, they thought they were overcharged because sodas now are $2.50 a pop. People get mad. Let's say it's your ex-husband or your ex-wife. So anybody could say anything about you. But now, is something like this going to be able to be used against a business? And then will this help? Will this help, you know, the economy at all? So or hurt the economy. So something like this, like I said, at the outset, I'm like, I want restaurants being in tip-top shape. I don't want anybody getting foodborne illnesses being inspected, which is why health inspections have always been welcomed, you know, by the consumer community. Great. Inspect and make sure everything's right. Fine. Great. Sounds good. Wonderful. We love it. But this publicly broadcasting, and then when do you get to update, is extremely frustrating. And on many websites, you never get to update. I can't tell you how many people, our office at the Center Collections, and, you know, rightfully so, we have a right. Medical board has backed us up in all cases saying, you know, look, you know, the patients aren't paying their bills. The, you know, insurance company says they have a deductible. You're following your insurance contract. You didn't get paid. Patient was supposed to pay you their portion. They didn't. You take it to collections. But that's not what the people write on the internet. They don't say, oh, I went to this doctor's office and I deadbeat it on a bill. No. No. They say, oh, the doctor, he sneezed on me. He didn't wash his hands. He used a bloody instrument. And you're like, prove it. You know, do we have a proper libel type of system where we can sue people that put bull crap up on you on the internet? And that stays there for as long as, I guess, the website exists. So it's going to be interesting. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Speaking of libel, you know, Lance Armstrong had sued people for libel when they claimed he was doping when he wasn't. And, you know, his Oprah interview, I think, wasn't really that exciting. The parts we saw, because I think many of us are really sick of the subject. But he is now going to get a lot of heat from his co-competitors, people who he went after in the past. It's going to be interesting to see what happens. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hanzo men can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Remember, we are live Monday through Friday, 9 to noon, every day, plus Saturdays, 10 a.m. Pacific time. So anytime you have any questions, you can call in at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. We also have an answer line. When we are off air, you can call the answer line, and we will play your question on the next live broadcast. We try to match it up to when we think you're listening. All right. Definitely tell us where you're listening from, and what city. Always love to know where you listen from, whether it's on XM or one of our great affiliates or Talk Superstation. If you're a little shy and you don't want to be on the radio, you can email us and let us know if we could read your email on air or if not. We want to get your medical questions answered. You can also follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and you can follow us on Facebook at The Dr. Dahlia Show. Remember, we do have some free apps for your Android phone and your iPhone. iPhone has a free iPhone app, Android app for free. Go to your stores to be able to, your Apple store or your Android store, to download it for free. If not, we have it on our website. You can go to our website and download those. We have little icons for you to click. Also, we are booking for the Dr. Dahlia Alaska Cruise. It's going to be a phenomenal trip. Beautiful. So for those of you that haven't thought of a summer vacation, we would love for you to check that out with us. It is exceptional. Now, while the news has been circulating around Lance Armstrong and his having lied and then coming forward about doping and people getting mad and people wanting to sue him, and it's getting pretty ugly, we forget that it's starting to get a little ugly for Robert Wagner. Now, Robert Wagner is 82 years old, and he currently denies, as he always has, being involved in the death of his late wife, Natalie Wood. Now, Natalie Wood, who drowned at the age of 43 on the 60-foot yacht, the Splendor, back on November 29, 1981, the death had been ruled accidental. Only recently, from what we understand, the Los Angeles coroner has now opened it up and thinking that she possibly was assaulted prior to her being thrown overboard. Now, they had thought that the bruises she had were from her trying to get back on the ship before she drowned. But the captain of the yacht had asked the sheriff's company, the sheriff's department, to reopen up the case because he said there was more to the story. Now, we still don't have that more of the story, but what we do understand is investigators have wanted to talk to Robert Wagner, and he has, from what I understand, declined to be interviewed by detectives. Now, of course, Robert Wagner, I think we remember him from Heart to Heart, and I think he was in, he played number two in the Austin Power movies. Yeah. They say he was the only person who was on the yacht the night he died. Now, I thought there was supposed to be a fight between him and Christopher Walken, and I thought Christopher Walken was also sleeping on the yacht. I don't really know much about what happened. I don't remember what happened. This was back in the early 80s. But from what we understand, this case has been reopened, and there's been some questionable stuff going on, and it's kind of spooky, kind of creepy. So we'll keep you posted as we get more information on that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Very good news for people who take Viagra. A study has come out saying that there are surprisingly some weight loss properties to Viagra. They say that Viagra converts white fat cells into brown fat. Now, we talk about this all the time on my show, how the brown fat, especially in babies and kids, help burn energy, burn ATP, which is why they stay skinny. Yet as we get older, white fat starts to take over. Well, we were talking about how, this was just a couple days ago, how we need to find something that will convert white fat to brown. And if they do that, that could be our cure to obesity right there. Now we have a study, a couple days later, in the Journal of the Federation of American Societies for Experimental Biology, better known as JFA Asa Ebe, says they found Viagra to just do that. They say sildenafil, the component of Viagra, works as an erectile dysfunction drug by preventing the degradation of cyclic guanosine monophosphate, the cyclic GMP. Basically, nitric oxide in the tissues of the penis binds to these receptors, which results in increased levels of cGMP, then leads to vasodilation, increased blood flow into the spongy tissue of the penis, corpus cavernosum, causing an erection. Basically, what this does, the cyclic GMP is supposed to cause the, you know, when you have an erection, blood has to eventually leave the penis. Well, let's do the cyclic GMP. So Viagra blocks the degradation of this, so it can still work. Oh, no. I'm confused. We went through this whole pathway. Sorry about that. What it does is it prevents the degradation of the cyclic GMP that allows that the cyclic GMP is supposed to go down, so the blood basically goes back from the penis into the body. Because this is stopped, the blood stays in the penis. That's how it works, okay? I know many people talk about Viagra, but there really is a boring side to it. Alright, very methodical, statistical, medical side to it that we have to talk about, but nobody likes to talk about cyclic GMP. They just like to talk about Viagra, swallowing a Viagra and getting a stiff neck. That's what people like to talk about. Alright, but they said that they have found that the sildenafil increased the conversion of white fat cells, which are in problem areas in humans like the abdomen, abdominal fat, into beige brown ones. The beige fat cells burn the energy from ingested food and convert it into heat. So not only is this the wonder drug when it comes to erections, but if it is able to convert fat the way we need it to, that, I mean, then oh, wow. Now, I would like to know if people who take Viagra have noticed some weight loss. That would be interesting. But we also don't want people popping Viagra when they don't need it, too. You know, Viagra has some of its own side effects as it is. But it's interesting stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Fox News comes up with a great list of foods, fruits and vegetables, that a lot of times we forget to eat, and we forget how healthy they are. So really quickly, let's go through some of these things. Now, many of us will put radishes on our salad. Many don't because we don't like the taste. Radishes have a lot of vitamin C, you know, and they may just add that little extra kick you need to your salad. You can even cook them with salt or sugar, they say, but a lot of vitamin C may also kind of help you with your appetite. Blood oranges. They're tangy citrus fruits that they'll use in winter salads, desserts, drinks, etc., rich in vitamin C and fiber. Plus, they look good. Snow peas. Snow peas, low calorie, but they have a lot of vitamin C and K. Kind of crunchy. I like snow peas. Much better than regular peas. I dig those, all right? Cabbage. Of course, cabbage. You got to make sure it doesn't look like iceberg lettuce, or doesn't compare to iceberg lettuce. Iceberg lettuce, not a lot of nutrients. Really full of water. But cabbage has close to 100% of your daily recommended intake of vitamin K, plus it has the vitamin C and fiber, and phytonutrients that they say detox the body. So I'm a fan of cabbage, I just don't like it. Rhubarb. Apparently this also contains a lot of vitamin C, A, as well as calcium. You could kind of sweeten it with some sugar or honey or fruit juice. It's kind of tart, sour, but maybe an idea. Again, careful with the sugar and the honey because, again, it's supposed to be low calories until we mess with it. Chestnuts. Chestnuts, vitamin C. Also, you know, you could, you know, chestnuts, fine, open fire. Yeah, okay, don't make me start singing. Okay, artichokes. Artichokes, rich in fiber, vitamin C, folate. They help produce new cells. I'm sorry, I don't know about this one. Persimmon, sweet fruits. Don't know much about them, but they got vitamin C and fiber. If you guys know where to get them, fine by me. Kale. We talk about kale a lot. Kale, extremely, extremely healthy. Vitamin K, A, vitamin C, even calcium. And then, of course, cranberries. I love cranberries. Cranberries have been found to increase your HDL, the good cholesterol. They also contain vitamin C. So those are just some things you guys need to think about as you're putting stuff in your mouth. You know, we definitely want you to go healthy. In today's news, or yesterday's news, it looks like Barney's co-creator, his son, right? The guy that helped create Barney, okay? His son has been accused of shooting his Malibu neighbor over an ongoing dispute. Apparently, Patrick Leach fled by car, was arrested a couple miles away after shooting his neighbor. He is the son of Cheryl Leach, co-creator of Barney. He was released on $1 million bail. Maybe those songs got to him. All right, guys, can't wait to talk to you tomorrow. You all be healthy, be safe, and God bless.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health. health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388. Or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.